The Filter Bubble: What the Internet is Hiding from You, by Eli Pariser. Narrated by Kirby Hayborn. Copyright 2011 by Eli Pariser. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Penguin Press, a member of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and was produced in 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. A squirrel dying in front of your house may be more relevant to your interests right now than people dying in Africa. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook founder. We shape our tools, and thereafter, our tools shape us. Marshall McLuhan, media theorist. Few people noticed the post that appeared on Google's corporate blog on December 4, 2009. It didn't beg for attention. No sweeping pronouncements, no Silicon Valley hype, just a few paragraphs of text sandwiched between a weekly roundup of top search terms and an update about Google's finance software. Not everyone missed it. Search engineer blogger Danny Sullivan pores over the items on Google's blog looking for clues about where the monolith is headed next, and to him, the post was a big deal. In fact, he wrote later that day, it was the biggest change that has ever happened in search engines. For Danny, the headline said it all. Personalized search for everyone. Starting that morning, Google would use 57 signals, everything from where you were logging in from to what browser you were using to what you had searched for before, to make guesses about who you were and what kinds of sites you'd like.